Chapter 6, The Inquisitor's Gambit.
Warmaster, you're expecting big things with the arrival of the Primaris on Aegea V?
Aren't you, General?
Certainly, but they've only been there for one day.
Out with it. I know the action reports have come in from every system in the subsector.
The Gaul cluster on Aegea V reports amber status for the first time in a month.
The unmarked has arrived.
Lord Materio, I'm not one to question your wisdom, but will he do them any good?
He'd better. There's only one Bloodthorn within reach on Aegea V, and it's hiding out in Gaul. Tan Rovira thinks her man can find it.
What about Lord Primaris Rovira?
We'll move her north. Jessamine needs a lift, and we don't want to scare Sarkis away just yet.
Reaching the end of my first day in Gaul, I faced a parade of high-ranking well-wishers. Primaris Rovira had taken one look at me and given up. She sat quietly at my side as the War Council reconvened in the central Primus Tower. I felt stricken by the day's events, and no, I hadn't learned. It was time for me to test Rovira's patience and warrant Green's theory. Taking advantage of a well-timed lull in the discussion, I went all in with a comment that one might construe as baiting. Inquisitor Agrimont, I met your bookie. You stand on the shoulders of Ordo Malleus. Ordo Malleus, the demon hunters, were a rival faction to Ordo Hereticus, the witch hunters, within the bounds of the Inquisition. Inquisitor Gastonia Agrimont didn't hiss, but she offered the same cold tone as Clovel the Last.
I will stand wherever I must in order to stem the tide of chaos before it overtakes us all.
Does General McMartin know you've recruited spies among his first division? Agrimont was too smart to bite on my sour tone.
Five, you speak out of turn.
Whose turn is it if not mine? I harbored the folly of youth, the rage of battle, and the cloying stale scent of blood. To me, it was a method more than a state of being. One might think a 75 caliber bolt to the chest would have shut my mouth in the face of unquestioned authority, but I'd destroyed three Felguard entities on my first day in theater. It felt like the perfect time to negotiate. Primaris Rovira didn't intervene. She should have made the proper introductions the first time through, but she had been trying to protect me. Over the past year, Rovira had come to know my thin-skinned mentality and the twisted path that had made me her second. She knew the impact the presence of the Fulcrum 10th Legion would have without taking into account the ghostly dive I'd made into the fetid underground of a chaos blood cult. She called me Five, a fitting name for the anonymous face of war, but I'd found Gaul Primus to be anything but a faceless stage. That I took things personally shouldn't have been a surprise to anyone. Beyond the day's events and the theater's calamitous outlook, I was livid at the lethal collar that was my daily reward, the hidden practices of the Inquisition, and the unquestioned hubris of the Commissariat. I was livid at the fact that the Black Flame Cadre was an understaffed platoon trapped in a pocket on the hairiest edge of oblivion. I'd drawn my two arcs to their certain deaths among many, including my own brother, and at the moment, I couldn't think straight enough to solve for anyone's survival. Commissar Bleacher attended the evening's meeting without his new protege. He further proved my point.
Primaris Rovira, if you can't control your pet, we'll gladly put him down.
Rovira struggled with the man's poor choice of words. Perhaps Commissar Passingen had failed to report that he'd already tried that. Inquisitor Agrimont slammed her right hand flat on the table.
Bleacher, that was entirely unhelpful.
She lifted her hand and a familiar bullet appeared, a witness to all of my earlier accusations. Rovira hissed.
What is that?
A gift from the Commissariat, I said. I caught it shortly before the warp spider breached our lines this afternoon.
Junior Commissar Passingen.
Who else? To my surprise, Rovira pointed her sharp eyes at me.
And yet you saved his life. Have I taught you nothing? What good are the enemy if we don't let them take down a Commissar when given the chance?
The warp spider was certainly an admirer of their methods, I replied. Commissar Bleacher was turning purple with rage.
And you know this how?
I held his stare. It told me so the instant before I destroyed it. It was a shock to see such a dark truth being laid bare in front of all the troops. I doubted anyone else understood the spider's hisses, but the Commissar didn't know that. He dealt with mortals and seemed utterly ignorant of the real enemy. Bleacher clenched his fists as Inquisitor Agrimont interjected, steering us back toward the work at hand.
Five, while you were chatting, did it happen to tell you its name?
Clovel the Last. The Inquisitor took note and calmly replied,
Thank you for removing it from our list. The methods of the commissariat aside, what is your complaint against Ordo Hereticus?
You're late. This isn't about a witch or an assembly of cultists. The Druid Sarkis, wherever it is a demon host. Inquisitorial augur scans must have confirmed that, or one could simply look outside at the result. You know all this, and yet you pretend otherwise. This was Ordo Malleus's war, but the demon hunters were nowhere to be found.
The Inquisition's resources are spread thin, but don't for a moment think that we won't make our mark on this war.
By Agrimund's conceit alone, it was a telling admission. As a witch hunter, Inquisitor Agrimund had been dropped into a war, a stalemate on its way to a defeat, without the resources to turn the tide. She was grasping at straws far shorter than mine. Being seated across from the Inquisition and the Commissariat, I looked sane by comparison. That's always a bad sign in my book. Primaris Rovira was a solid veteran. She led a squad of the greenest militant savants imaginable in hopes of keeping the Loyalist center from collapsing while the Imperial Guard's distant two-pronged offensive got off the ground. I couldn't imagine the Guard viewing her as expendable. If things went as expected, there was a good chance she would be pulled out before the dome shield above us collapsed. Expendable. The Fulcrum 10th Legion was another relatively green unit, lacking any accomplishment or reputation to bolster its standing. Until the Legion gained experience and cornered its morale, it was a reserve force at best. General McMartin was another solid veteran, but he could only fight for a draw until his command rose above the expectations of others. Besides the Primaris, everyone in the command hall was in the same untenable state, the only difference being that their collar was far larger and would shimmer above the city until the very end. I drew the bullet across the table and pocketed it in my coat. Knowing nothing further about Gastonia Agrimund, I smiled. Inquisitor, who did you piss off to get here? Agrimund wasn't about to answer that, but she took it as intended.
Well, Five, you aren't as slow as you seem, and given a chance, neither am I.
At Agrimund's signal, the main door to the command center opened, admitting two senior Imperial Guard officers, a colonel and his second. I stood up, jamming my hands into my coat pockets and grasping the malformed bullet. It helped me hold steady throughout the ensuing confrontation. The Inquisitor made the introductions.
Colonel Oswald Kerp and Major Ramsey Kilhaven, please join us. This is Five, the sanctioned psyker that destroyed the warp spider in 1st Division's lines.
The colonel was all business.
And the sniper?
Dead, I said.
How?
The sniper's charge pack spontaneously overheated. The explosion relocated most of its spine and the surrounding organs. It had been a fitting death by the criteria of either side.
Thank you for that detail. The sniper shot my previous second-in-command through the throat.
Had I changed that much? My hair was shorn short. I'd been missing my morning workouts and had lost some weight. I looked older than 2 missing years might accrue, and I was alive. That last fact alone might have explained it. My brother didn't know me from a cadaver or a half-crazed psyker. Inquisitor Agrimund had read my file and taken a sudden strong interest in my existence. She smirked.
Anything to add, Five?
Major Kilhaven's face flushed a deep red, almost bursting with anger.
His name isn't Five. It's Parrot Kilhaven. What have you done to him?
The bullet bit into my palm as I waited for Agrimund's response. She hadn't done anything to me, yet. On the other hand, Primaris Rovira had been waiting for this moment, expecting it, and was ready with her answer.
Major, we have employed him. He is exactly where he belongs.
Do you know who he is? Does he?
He wouldn't be on a GF5 otherwise. Isn't that right, Five? In fact, he was just questioning Inquisitor Agrimund's reason for being here. Does that sound at all familiar?
Major Kilhaven exhaled most of his rage.
Yes, it does. Why does he wear that collar? Is he a slave?
He is a militant savant of the Imperial Guard. His term of service will last as long as yours before the Guard considers any other offers.
Rivera's gaze bounced between Major Ramsey Kilhaven and Inquisitor Gastonia Agrimund, daring them to object. It wasn't slavery if you were armed. 10 years was the standard term of service within the Imperial Guard. Most enlistments were far shorter, with pensions being paid post-mortem.
To which guard division is he attached? He's a Fulcrumite and should be assigned to the 10th Legion. Our founding contract demands it.
As contracts vied for position, the Fulcrum founding had been finalized before all the rest. Inquisitor Agrimund was being shoved farther back in the line, but she didn't seem concerned. General Skivix voiced the single deciding vote.
Primaris Rovira will continue to operate independently. That said, her charge, 5, will be given standing as a militant savant in the Fulcrum 1st Division. Any future grievances by the Commissariat will go through the Fulcrum 10th Legion's chain of command. Does that satisfy all?
General McMartin nodded his assent, as did Colonel Kerp. Commissar Bleacher gave his vaguest okay. I had to amend his offer. General, I would like the same consideration for my entire platoon. It's my fault that they are here and not vacationing on some orc-infested beachhead. They deserve the same regimental cover.
Your platoon?
Yes, handpicked from Scola Sicana. I'd been given a chance to pull 10, 5 telekines and 5 bioelectric psychers. I was still missing a pyro arc to round out the full platoon.
The Fulcrum founding contract doesn't cover this scenario, but there is a simpler solution.
The general turned to Primaris Rovira.
Given his role as your second, and considering the feats accomplished today, I am promoting 5 to warrant savant. Do you object?
She couldn't. Not if she ever hoped to be free of me.
I concur.
Then it is settled. The Psyker cadre will officially report to 5, making them part of the Fulcrum 1st Division.
Not quite,
said Agrimunt. And here is where things took a twist in her favor.
There is another contract in play. It was negotiated by House Killhaven on Terra, and signed by both the Imperial Guard and Ordo Hereticus. A guard commission was granted and accepted. With 5's promotion to warrant savant, he is to be slotted as a lieutenant savant in the Imperial Guard.
And what does that buy me? I said. Colonel Kurt made things perfectly clear.
You will be given an officer's bunk, and your death notice will be guaranteed to arrive within 1 standard year of your demise at the hands of the enemy.
I must object,
said Bleacher.
The Commissariat never signed off on any of these agreements, and I have an outstanding complaint against him. Now that he is in an official chain of command, I can lodge my case concerning the undermining of a Commissar's authority. It is my opinion that any further promotion must be put on hold until the matter is resolved.
Did I mention that Commissars were grave-digging bastards? It was one of the things I admired most about them when their ire wasn't aimed directly at me. Agrimunt slipped deftly into the Commissar's wake.
Bleacher, you can't be serious. Your junior commissar already shot him for his careless remark.
And who wants a careless lieutenant running around shooting off their mouth? Until he proves himself trustworthy, I can't in good conscience allow him a step forward in his career. Not when the lives of millions are at stake.
Bleacher had somehow dropped the entire theater's outcome on my shoulders. I should have seen it coming a mile off. Inquisitor Agrimunt admired the commissar's carefully crafted demand, spun it around, and placed it in her holster, leaving me holding the bullet.
Then let him prove himself at a safer distance.
Considering the situation, there was no such thing as a safe distance from the Fulcrum 10th, unless it was a trip west to the nearest functioning spaceport, and that wasn't on the table, not with the Inquisition tapping their finger on it. General Skivix saw it too, and sighed.
What does Ordo Hereticus have in mind?
I want to ensure that the dome shield protecting Gaul Primus remains active for as long as possible. As soon as it drops, we'll be bombarded and overrun.
Inquisitor, as far as we know, every hive fell due to internal corruption. An engineering overseer was coerced into switching sides, and the rebellion rose behind our lines. No bombardment was necessary.
Agrimunt more than agreed.
Worse than that, General. Noble House Alibran disappeared when Gaul Tertius fell. They hold the secrets that keep each city alive. They have the keys to the machine spirits that control the power cores and resources of each sector in this cluster. Power to our dome shield could be depleted without them.
She paused for effect.
Power to everything could be severed, casting 1 billion souls into an insufferable pit.
The Noble House of Alibran held the reins of engineering for the entire cluster, and had done so for centuries. It was unthinkable that they would break in the face of a rebellion, but even more chilling was the idea of millions being trapped a mile underground in a miasma without food, water, or light. Madness would run rampant, suffocation would be a mercy, and each hive in the cluster would have to be incinerated. The Inquisitor read the faces of everyone in the room.
We need someone to infiltrate Tertius and hunt down what's left of House Alibrand. We know they made it out of the Overhive, but beyond that, we don't know if they've been captured or remain hidden in the depths of Sub-Zero.
Knowing the score, I sighed. Kill or collect?
That depends. You will have to use your judgment. Safeguarding the key codes and engineering secrets is paramount. If you can bring them out, do it. Otherwise...
Major Kilhaven interjected.
Inquisitor, my brother isn't an assassin.
Major, Five is a warrant savant in the Fulcrum 10th Legion and uniquely qualified to counter Felguard assassins. Call it what you like, but I'm offering him a chance to do that and more. I'm offering him a chance to earn his true name and rank.
I'd heard enough. I was used to operating independently and living or dying by my decisions. I preferred it over death by commissar or committee. I'll do it, but I'll be going into Gaul Tertius alone. The decision on how to proceed will be mine. Bleacher cleared his throat.
About that.
He signaled the guard at the door, and another participant, freshly showered and pressed, appeared. Junior Commissar Geronimo Passingen strode into the cavernous hall. Who would have guessed?